Joining us from the Minnesota State Capitol, or at least St. Paul, the capital city, we have District 58A State Representative Christy Purcell. Christy, good morning. Thank you so much for coming for joining us this morning by phone.
Good morning, Jeff. I wish I was in our beautiful hometown, but soon enough. Hopefully the snow will not prevent me from getting back home this afternoon.
Yeah, this week, and really this month, March is, I don't know if it's the busiest month of the legislative session, but boy, it seems like a very hectic month. Would that be a fair assessment of the month of March?
Yes, they've all been hectic, but yes, March included, for sure.
Let's talk about some of the things that happened. First of all, we've done a story today. Gabby Gifford was in town, to St. Paul. She was the congresswoman that was shot and nearly fatally injured a number of years ago, and she has been campaigning for some gun control measures. Did you have a chance to talk with her?
I did. I obviously, I think like most people, knew her story.
Uh-huh.
And she stopped up in the Minnesota House, and I stopped in to visit and just did not anticipate the effect of just sort of being in her presence and getting to stand next to her would have on me. I just immediately burst into tears. her story is just so powerful, and I think especially I relate to her as a female legislator, the rising political violence that we have seen and the amplification of violent rhetoric. So it was really powerful to see her and get to be in her presence. She has difficulty with language, and I don't know how much she can use her right arm. So she kind of grabs your hand with her left hand, and we chatted a little bit, but she's obviously very changed from the gunshot to the head. So it's just really, really powerful to be in her presence, and also just like that she is continuing to campaign for common sense gun safety to protect Americans. And then, of course, this week, in the wake of the tragedy of the school shooting at an elementary school, it was just additionally powerful, I think, to have her in our state. So that was a really incredible opportunity. I'm really grateful for.
Did she talk to the assembled House? Did she give any type of speech, or did she meet with people individually?
She just met with people individually.
Mm-hmm.
So she did not. I think part of it is that she has difficulty with speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Now. So we just kind of had an opportunity to sort of like stop into a particular room and get to meet her and speak one-on-one with her.
Now, does she advocate any specific kind of gun control measures? Does she have a plan? Is she pushing a certain direction? Is it, how specific is her plan?
Yes. So there's a nonprofit that, I think, bears her name, and she's sort of the figurehead there. I guess I don't know specifics, but I do know she was partnering with like some groups, some local Minnesota groups who have very specific policy platforms. We also have some of these bills that have been through committees and will be coming before us on the floor, and perhaps in kind of these big finance bills and policy bills. So my understanding is that she came in support of kind of the work that we are doing for these red flag laws and closing background check loopholes. And I think because we are trying to make some progress in the state, that was sort of her impetus for being here and to lend her support for what we're hoping to move.
Representative Christy Purcell is our guest today. She is talking to us live from St. Paul. Let's talk about finances. We're getting into the the kind of the home stretch. You'll be heading into the Easter break next week, but after that, it's going to be a lot of budget and finance and things like that. What have you been working on this week?
Well, this week, so I guess at some point last week, we were given our budget targets. So they are joint targets that were agreed upon by the president of the Senate, the governor, and the speaker of the House, so that each committee or each area had a dollar amount target. So then over the weekend, predominantly chairs, but folks on the committee and helped put together the finance bill, figuring out which bills that we had heard about could go into this omnibus finance bill, and then having to work within the budget targets, so having to trim down the price tag on those items. And then Monday, those were posted, I believe. And so then basically this week in all of our committees, we heard a detailed description of what is in the bill. We took public testimony and then did the what's called the markup of the bill. So accepting amendments and getting to kind of a final version that will be passed out of our committees. Then presumably the Senate's doing the same thing, and then we will need to kind of conference the differences out of those. So yesterday I held the gavel while our chair of the Agriculture Committee presented the agriculture finance bill. I think we had eight or ten amendments that we discussed and took a little bit of testimony previously on Tuesday. We took the majority of public testimony about it. And then we ended up, after about 2.5 hours, I think, passed the bill out of committee. And then I did that previously, earlier in the day for education finance. We did that on Wednesday for the Environment Natural Resources Committee. And then my final committee that I'm on where we will be doing that is this morning yet, our elections committee. So after today, then all of those finance bills will be out of all the committees. And then next week we'll take kind of an extended holiday weekend / spring break. And then when we come back, it's predominantly just floor session is my understanding. So my schedule will be completely changed. So apologies ahead of time to people that I had meetings scheduled with, especially on Fridays in district. We are told we just need to plan to be on the House floor basically all afternoon, all evening into the night, kind of for the last 6 weeks or so, and also some weekends. So excited to see my family when I am able to, because it sounds like that is the schedule is going to be changing pretty dramatically. But that was so this week was kind of a unique committee work, I would say. And then the committees are going to be done for the most part. So
all right.
It's going to shift again. So every time I feel like I know what the heck is going on, then the schedule changes and it's a new learning opportunity for me.
Representative Purcell is with us. Have you been, are there still people coming up from your district to visit with you?
Oh, yes. And that has been great. And sometimes I can pop off of the House floor so that I can say hi and connect with people. Yesterday, there was a decent-sized group, maybe 6 or 8 students from Carleton College who came up. It's the very beginning of their spring term, so I'm sure they had to miss class. But and I also got to meet with the president of Carleton College, Dr. Byerly, and that was really great. I believe it was Private College Day on the Hill, so that was sort of the reason why they were up and folks from other private colleges in Minnesota as well. But and so I got to chat with them, hear what they were interested in, hear about how these students are on a particular grant program that comes from the state to help offset some of the costs of attending private college. I believe I also was the recipient of that grant way back when I went to St. Olaf. So I think they were pleased that I had more context to understand about what that program is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to go watch the higher education committee meeting where they did their bill markup. So I think it was a great learning experience for those students, some of which I had met on the campaign trail. But it's always great to see folks from the district up at the People's Capitol, the People's House up at the Capitol, and especially young people. So that was a breath of fresh air yesterday while we're busy doing all of this budget, whatnot.
Once again, Representative Christy Purcell is with us. You mentioned you've got the spring break, the break for Easter coming up next week. Is that all week mm-hmm. long? Do you or do you still have some work to do early on in the week?
Yes, we will be in session Monday and Tuesday
mm-hmm.
next week. And then we will have off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we will have off the following Monday for Easter Monday. And then we'll be back in session Tuesday. So it's not quite a full week. And it's not a weekend to weekend. It's a Wednesday through Monday. But I will take it. I still feel like I'm catching up from our all-nighter last Thursday into Friday. So hoping to get some time to spend with my family and at home and just rest and also do some catch up.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. Thanks for taking some time and being with us today. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
In 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Again, in 2 weeks, hopefully I'll get to be there in person when this darn snow is done with us.
Yeah. Well, you better leave better early than late today. I don't know if you have a choice on that, but more snow on the way. All right, Christy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Bye.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Christy Purcell, once again, state representative from District 58A.